It was in the evening on the way home, a lovely day. We were just driving along Blackfern Road, and unfortunately, I hadn't fastened my seatbelt. It was before it became compulsory. I tended to need to be reminded. I think I was reading. I had my specs on. And then coming towards the turning for Hearn's Lane, and this small red car, the driver had just driven straight out without looking, and the driver of the car I was in didn't have enough time to brake, so we ploughed into the side of it. I shot forward and made contact with the windscreen, and, well, dazed, I suppose, more than anything else, a bit confused, not 100% sure which world I was in. Colleagues of mine had been in the car behind. They stopped and they came over and they said, oh, and an ambulance has been sent for. So, you know, they obviously wasted no time, and ambulance came fairly fast and got helped in. And also the driver, he'd cut his head. He had a nasty gash up. I suppose the shock brought on a horrible feeling of nausea. And I said, oh, quick, I feel sick. And I was sick in a bucket. I got to the hospital and they put me on a stretcher and took me inside. Everyone was, all the nurses and everyone, it would have been, I think they used to call it casualty back then. So they all came to deal with me, so to speak. And I remember just being left on my own in on a trolley just for a few minutes in the reception area. And I remember crying. I do remember that, you know. Again, I suppose it was the shock and fright. Anyway, everybody was really brilliant, fantastic. And I think the kindness in their voices, you know, that, oh, I'm starting all over just thinking about it. And the policeman as well came over and said, were you wearing a seatbelt? And I had to admit I wasn't. Well, I didn't get told off. So they took me to a ward. Well, the nurses and people. A doctor came. We did go up in the lift. Lemsford Ward, I can still remember that. But I do remember a Chinese lady doctor, Dr. Chia. And they shone lights into my eyes, which is never pleasant, is it? To make sure that I wasn't concussed or anything, I suppose. They carried out all sorts of tests to make sure there was no numbness or anything of that nature. There wasn't. I felt everything. I know I had a lot of little gashes on my face. And I had one under my chin which had to be stitched. My hands may have got a bit damaged, but this one was swollen right up. And I am left-handed, so it made it quite awkward. And I had whiplash in one of my shoulders, and neck was very painful. And it was a long time before my parents turned up because there'd been a bit of a communication breakdown. We were living in Hadley Wood, so they'd have had to drive over to Welwyn Garden City, and that was obviously another delay. I remember wondering why they hadn't come. Where are my parents? Ron, whatnot, you know. That was probably making me feel a bit anxious. I was too sort of dazed to realise what was going on around me. Eventually, my parents walked in, like, oh, you know, fantastic, oh, thank God you're here, sort of thing. They kept me in for about 24 hours. I remember it was a very boring day because I couldn't read, I didn't have my specs. They brought me breakfast, and I remember finding it quite hard because I was stiff and sore, trying to raise the spoon to my mouth. I do remember that during that night, they just kept. I couldn't sleep, I wanted to sleep, and they kept coming and checking on me, which they had to do. I mean, it was their duty of care. But all I wanted to do was just go to sleep. And they kept coming every hour, under orbs, as they always say, to check that I was still all right and, you know, alert and shining these torches in my eyes. I think it felt like rather a long night, but I must have slept a bit. Then I asked if there was a day room or somewhere I could go. I found a chess set in the day room, and I sat playing chess with myself. And then somebody came round serving morning coffee, and I was given a cup of coffee, and that was nice. But I was in the day room on my own, really. And eventually the doctor gave me the all clear to be discharged and gave me the bit of paper saying if you start getting double vision or feeling dizzy or your feelings of sickness come back to us. And that was it. I was discharged, and I had to go back about a week to 10 days later to have the stitches out of the cut.